Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Dear Dr. Saleh, writes a friend of Guidelines, your messages are uplifting. I often ask myself, what is life for? Why should one person be hurt more than others? Why must one's life be lived until you succumb to death? Why can't one evaporate, vanish on one's command when life is untenable? Can you give some answers to these questions? Wow. I'm reminded of the professor who asked his class to write a history of God, man, and the devil in one page. Why? Why does God not control the typhoons that rage? Why does he allow deranged individuals as Hitler to send millions to their deaths in the concentration camps? Why does he allow some to be born beautiful and others to be born ugly? Why suffering? Why should babies die? Why evil? The question, why, is endless, but it echoes down and on through the centuries. The fact is that God never gave us the burden of understanding, as C.S. Lewis pointed out. Instead, he gave us the responsibility of obedience. If you struggle with the issue of why, I'd suggest that you begin to study your Bible seriously. It's the only book in the world which answers those questions. Philosophy will not, nor will science or mythology. History comes close to it because history tells us something is wrong with mankind because we never seem to learn from our mistakes and failures. Friend, the Bible is the only book in the world that will answer the tough questions of life for you, like, who am I? Where did I come from? Where do I go 5 minutes after I die? But even then, majoring on the why is not as meaningful as why not. The fact is only God gives purpose to an imperfect, confusing, broken world. Personally, I've discovered that what I do understand gives me far more trouble than what I don't understand. So I have a choice. I can go through life making excuses for myself because this is not fair, or this is not right. Or else I can focus on a single issue. What does God want me to do? Obedience brings God into my life and gives it a third dimension. Now, understanding why is something that I have to leave with God, believing that He is faithful and that He is a God who loves me and cares about my life. Long ago, Moses wrote, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping His covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love Him and keep His commandments." Notice what Moses is saying. He says first that God is God. Then he describes Him as the faithful God. He tells us He keeps covenant, or He keeps His word to 1,000 generations. Stop. Was Moses simply saying that God keeps His word forever, or did he really mean 1,000 generations? No matter what you say, you're included. If a generation is about 40 years, and you multiply that by 1,000, nothing to worry about. Moses said God keeps covenant with those who love Him and keep His commandments, and that means obedience. May I say it again? God didn't give you the burden of understanding, but the responsibility of obedience. Mrs. Albert Einstein was once asked if she understood the theory of relativity. She replied, "No, but Albert does, and he is to be trusted." Ah, what great theology! Obedience is the path of joy and happiness.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.